You want answers?
You haven't answered my question.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
You know how fast you were going?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
You're gonna have to answer to the Coca-Cola Company.
You can't handle the truth!
You can't handle the movies if you're going out in the snow this weekend, but we've got some recommendations for you. It is Friday, time for the movies. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Rafer Guzman is with us, film critic for Newsday. Welcome.
Hi, John.
So what do we got? It's sort of Oscar pressure and Oscar relief in the sense that some of these movies will have nothing to do with the Oscars, but they're just out. Let's begin with The Fifth Wave. This is kind of an alien attack, dystopian, end of the world sort of thing. Let's listen.
It's okay. You're safe here.
No. All right, we're not safe anywhere anymore.
Why did you want to know how close Rod Patterson was?
It's my brother. The army took him there, so I need to get him back. What?
Shitty. You gotta get your strength back.
Why'd you bring me here? What do you want?
My family. I couldn't save them, but I could save you.
Those people sound a little nervous. Wright Patterson, Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, where I was born. But
All right.
No commentary on this movie.
Well, you never know. You might like the scenery, John. If you want to see Ohio being destroyed, there's an alien invasion here that comes down, spaceship hovers over the Earth, begins decimating the human race methodically in a series of waves. You know, first come power outages, then disease, then earthquakes, tsunamis. I think what we have here is another entry in the young adult sci-fi franchise, much like The Hunger Games, much like Divergent, based on a series of novels. Chloe Grace Moretz there plays a girl who's trying to fight to find her little brother. As far as these things go, I think it's actually really well directed, really well executed. It moves at a great clip. It's got a good cast. The action scenes are harrowing and very intense. I think the problem is this is really familiar territory. If you've seen all these young adult franchises over the last few years, you have seen this one already, and there's nothing this thing does. I'm not even sure there's anything this movie can do to make itself fresh and stand out from the pack. It as good as it is, it just feels like a very late arrival to a game that has already been played out.
X-Files with kids and with no subtlety, I guess, is this genre, we might say. All right, number two, Anomalisa. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I think you are, yes.
This actually is in Oscar contention. Tell us about it.
Right. This is a new film from Charlie Kaufman, who did Being John Malkovich.
Love
adaptation.
Him.
It's about a British author, Michael Stone. He's traveling through the United States on a book tour and lands in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he meets a young fan and kind of falls in love with her. And the reason he falls in love with her is because he likes her voice.
I was just looking for someone. I think I've got the wrong...
Who's there, Em?
It's Mr. Stone. Michael Stone.
Really? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hello? Oh, do I look awful? I was just taking my makeup off. Oh, my God. Ugh! Don't look at me.
Hello? No. You look lovely.
It's got that Charlie Kaufman feel.
Yes, it does. Now, here's what's unusual about it. This is a stop-motion animated film. Like you were saying, it's Oscar-nominated for Best Animated Film. Stop-motion, rated R, rather sexually explicit, I would say. What's interesting about this movie is you really only have three people in it. David Thewlis, who plays Michael Stone, Jennifer Jason Leigh, who plays the voice
Love
of
her.
Lisa, and every other person in this film, every man, woman, child, every voice on the television or radio is played by Tom Noonan. The main character cannot distinguish between anyone else's voice, and so he falls in love with Lisa because he can hear her voice. I'm not a big Charlie Kaufman film fan, but this was one of my favorite films of the year.
Wow.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
That's great.
And if you like Charlie Kaufman, I think you're going to love this.
And what's the name of it again?
Anomalisa.
Anomalisa. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.